This episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy!
It is a Chicago First podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
Haima Black here for Dynasty Podcasts, and we are continuing our broadcast tonight talking to Alejandro Hernandez. How are you doing, man?
Doing good. Thank you for having me on the show.
Dude, thank you for coming up.
I'm sorry. I'm just a little bit starstruck right now just because I never would have expected this. Yeah.
Dude, well, okay. A, I thought you meant because we had Brian from DJ Booth.
Well, yeah, like, no, hey, yeah. That too, definitely. Because like, I'm a huge fan of DJ Booth, as I was telling him earlier.
Yeah. And we always, you know, we try to get two or three guests per Sunday night broadcast, you know, just to get different people on here who are doing cool stuff. Well, we got the cat in here. We'll see how that goes. He's probably going to try to tear down the...
I'm gonna need my hand.
All right. Okay. Natalie's going to keep the cat.
Shout out, Natalie.
Shout out, Natalie. So we should say Natalie, who is our producer on this show, who has been invaluable and is just an awesome resource and works super hard. She's somebody who recently became a DePaul student, and she is somebody who is helping on your radio show, which we're going to talk about. But I guess, like, bring us into how you got your start, and we'll talk about all the things that you're doing. How did you get your start, like, working, you know, as a journalist, doing radio, all these kind of things?
Yeah, for sure. So I'll try to keep it as condensed as I can because I can ramble for a bit.
Hey, it's a podcast.
But all right, so yeah, so in terms of like my interest in journalism, writing, I started about middle school. I actually originally wanted to be a sports journalist. No, excuse me, I wanted to be a professional sports athlete. But then like middle school, I realized that like I wasn't good enough to go pro. So like, cool, I'll go sports journalism. Flash forward to when I'm in college. I'm going to DePaul for journalism with the intention of going into sports journalism. Then I one day, about 3 weeks into my freshman year, I get a Facebook message from this guy named Adan Figueroa, who's tuning in, by the way. Shout out to Adan. Just saying like, hey, you know, I have a radio show, hip-hop show here on Radio DePaul. My host is graduating at the end of the semester or at the end of the quarter. So I'm looking for a replacement. Back in high school, I wrote a lot about like hip-hop, like Chance, Drake, Kanye, and like he found that because he had like connections through my high school, and he found that, and like he found out I'd go to DePaul. So he's like, hey, you seem to know your thing about music, would you be interested? I was like, fuck yeah. I met with him, then yeah, flash forward to like my third year, still doing it, still with the Fifth Element Hip Hop Show.
Yeah.
And it's really opened my doors for pretty much everything. Like, I probably wouldn't be here if it wasn't for that fateful Facebook message. So just, it's kind of the craziest thing about it. And like now, like, you know, sports journalism like really isn't my thing anymore. Now I'm like super just zoned in on being a music journalist, specifically like focusing on like hip hop.
You never know where opportunity is going to knock, which is amazing, because it's like, you know, any DM on Instagram, any tweet, any Facebook message, whatever it is, any email, it's like, you just never know where there's going to be something that's suddenly going to be like, oh my God, like that totally changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. So you're currently at DePaul right now as a student?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are you studying?
Well, actually, I just recently switched my major as well. I was originally journalism, but now I'm in communications and media and a minor in Latin American Latino studies.
Okay. So you started doing the hip-hop show 3 years ago, Fifth Element there?
Yeah.
And Radio DePaul has already had a, let's say this, Chicago has, I think, really quality college radio. Mm-hmm. You know, we were talking a little bit before the mic. A long, long ass time ago, I was doing like Loyola College Radio in the end of the 90s. I was doing Triton College Radio in like the early 2000s. And, you know, DePaul is something that I know a lot of other people have done DePaul stuff as well. Like, DePaul's always had a great radio. Basically, the college radio scene, I think, in Chicago is really strong. So when you were coming into Fifth Element and coming into Radio DePaul, like, did you already have a sense of like, oh man, like, this already has this established voice, or were you kind of bringing your own voice into it?
I don't think I really came in with a specific approach per se. I think I was kind of just like, this is this thing I'm doing that's new. I went in just because, like, at the time, like, you know, I was like, I knew I was going to be in charge of like what music gets played. So I was like, cool. I'm just going to play Kanye all day.
Hard to argue with that, yeah. At least a few years ago.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just going to play Kanye all day. Just going to play Chance. All my favorite rappers. Sure, and I think I know, like, the first few times that Adan, like, let me control the music, it was a lot more popular, a lot more mainstream. Not necessarily was on the radio, but, like, at least whatever was just, like, I don't know, like, with the internet, it kind of makes, like, it doesn't have to be on the radio to be popular anymore, if that makes sense.
Yeah, 100%. You're right. Like, now something can be, like, crazy popular on Twitter or crazy popular on, like, a microsite on, like, a Reddit thread or something, and it's like, yeah, it's not on Kiss FM, but it's still, like, everybody knows what it
is. So yeah. Basically, like, that was kind of my goal. Like, whatever music that I just, you know, was listening to at the time, whatever big records, whether it was through, you know, SoundCloud or through the radio, or, like, you know, it's, like, old school songs. Like, I just, you know, I just play whatever I want to hear. So I played, like, a lot of, like, you know, Tupac, a lot of, like, if it was a Chicago artist, it'd be one of the bigger name Chicago artists, like Saba, Chance, mm-hmm. Mino. But then, like, but being around a Don, and then also, like, we would interview all these local talent, and I'd be exposed more into it, and I got more in depth. And, like, you know, like, guys like L.A. Van Gogh, shout out L.A., who was one of the best conversationalists on the planet. Like, I just love talking to him.
He's a friend of the podcast. He's been on the show before, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out L.A. Peep is, anyone's listening, listen to his latest project. Everything's subjective.
L.A., if you're watching or you're hearing this, we need to get you back on the podcast for the new record.
You need to, and you need to come back on the Radio DePaul for sure.
All right,
for
so you got two offers, L.A. Van Gogh. Yeah.
But yeah, guys, like, you know, L.A., the rest of the Pivot Gang, because, you know, before I was just familiar with mostly with Saba, but then guys like Joseph Chilliams, John Wall, R.I.P., Mello, all of them. And yeah, just like as I got more into it, we're just the longer I was around the Don, the longer I was around the show, I just got more and more invested into like underground Chicago music specifically, and like just making these connections whenever I go to shows. Like I'd recognize people like, oh, hey, you know, I think like guys, oh, also going to school with FemDot as well, who was at DePaul at the time. So like, you know, getting to meet him and, you know, become acquaintances with him, and then, you know, going to his shows and running into other rappers and, like, you know, and I said, like, oh, hey, I'm a fan of your music. Would you like to come by the show? And, like, yeah, sure. Now I'm at a point where, like, rappers will just, like, just know me already. Not just even rappers, just, like, people in general. Like, people just know me already and, like, follow me on Instagram and, like, shoot me a DM or whatever. And, yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Well, you know, and that's one of the things I talk about a lot on this podcast, but I like about Chicago. It's one of the things that one of the reasons I like staying here versus, like, New York. I always say this, New York and L.A. are great cities. It's, like, but I like that in Chicago, it's like if you're somebody who, like yourself, is in college and maybe you don't know everyone in the city yet, you can get to know the whole city scene just by going to shows, just by showing up, just by being out there and by like starting to talk to and connect with people. It's like you can connect with that scene here. And I don't know if you can really do that in every market where like you just start going to every show and you get to know everybody, you know. But Chicago, it's like, if you're out there, people are going to recognize you and you're going to start to recognize other people. And I love that there is that community component of Chicago's music scene here.
Yeah, definitely. It's awesome to be part of. It's awesome to be part of that community. Just thinking about like how far I've come, I still kind of feel like a little fish in like an ocean, kind of to flip that phrase. But like I remember like back then, like when going into my freshman year, like I was just a regular guy listening to the music. Like no one would recognize me. But now I'm like, I go to places and people say, like, yo, what's up, Ale? How's it going? They'll dap me up. And I'm like, oh, I'm doing good. Have a little 5-minute conversation, you know, just exchange pleasantries. And then, like, they leave and I'm like, fuck, what's
cool,
his name?
Though.
What was his name? Like, damn it. But it is cool. And I'm glad to be a part of it. I'm glad to, like, at least have some type of presence, some type of following, which is, it's also kind of weird though, because like I'm actually super introverted. Like I'm really shy. Like even like outside before the show, like I was super quiet. Also in part because I was slightly starstruck just from like Brian. But yeah, but like I'm still like trying to like break out of my shell, as my mom would always say, because like in school I'd always like be the quiet kid in class. Parent-teacher conferences, like, oh, Mrs. Hernandez, you know, your son is, like, when he does speak, you know, he's bright and, like, knows the right answer. It's, like,
but
questions.
You were, like, a wallflower.
Exactly. Like, and then, like, my mom would just, she would always, like, reassure them, like, oh, he just, over time, will break out of his show. And, yeah, like, that's kind of been, like, a metaphor for my time at DePaul. It's just, like, each year I just come more and more comfortable with, like, putting myself out there.
You know what, man, and it's interesting. It's like, I don't know if, personally, I don't know if I fall under, like, the extrovert or introvert. I think some days I'm more on one side than the other, but it's like, I do know this. I'm never more comfortable talking to people than when there's a mic in front of me.
Yeah.
When there's a mic in front of me, because, like, sometimes when I'm talking to other people, like, you know, if you're in line at the grocery store, you're at the DMV, you kind of are like, all right, I'm going to get this over with as soon as possible. But I feel like if they put a mic in front of me and the person at the DMV, I'd be like, so, when did this start for you? You know what I mean? Like, there's something about the microphone being there that, like, I just become a lot more comfortable. I don't know why.
Yeah, that I definitely relate to that heavily. I guess just being on, and also just being on radio, like, you have to.
Well, sure.
You have to at least have the ability to fill in dead air. So you just have to learn how to talk and share. And then also, like, I was even, like, before, like, the radio or whatever, getting more into, like, music journalism, like, just going into journalism, period, you have to be comfortable to talk. So I don't know what it is about me, like, even though I was super introverted growing up, why I was still so fascinated by, like, going into a field where I knew I'd have to, like, put myself in uncomfortable situations in terms of just, like, you know, just talking to other people, which is, like,
and leading the conversation.
Yeah,
that's, if you, like, get a guest who doesn't speak, you've got to, like, coax it out of them.
Yeah. And, like, to this day, that's still, like, leading conversations still frightening to me. Like, I always have a certain level of anxiety before interviews, just because I never know, like, how smooth it's going to go. And, like, depending on the day, how I feel, like, oh, like, if I'm not in, like, a talkative mood, I'm like, I really hope this guest can make it easy and just, like, just feel free to talk. And it usually works out either way. Like, you know, we have a great show. We've won awards for it. We get a lot of positive
feedback.
Well, and
Fifth Element, like, people have heard of that. Mm-hmm. You know, and again, I'm not knocking college radio. I love college radio, but not everybody has heard of every college radio show. You know, I think Chirp does tremendous work, and Chirp's not really specifically traditional college radio, but it's like they kind of exist in that space where they're online radio. But it's like Chirp, I think, does a tremendous job, like Chicago Independent Radio Project. And like DePaul and Fifth Element is another one where like people have actually heard of that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a DePaul student. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a college student. And I have definitely, even before our producer Natalie was working with you guys, like, I was definitely aware of what you guys were doing. So it's, I think that name definitely travels. So I guess, you know, from your perspective, why do you think people have heard of DePaul College Radio? Why do you think people have heard of Fifth Element? Like, you know, what is it that, you know, do you think puts that out there?
Yeah, so I guess I'll say in terms of, like, how people know about DePaul, Radio DePaul, is I would say just for the fact that, like, it is, A, DePaul in itself is a pretty big-name school, at least in the Midwest. And then we're also in a big city, like a city like Chicago, you know, in terms of media, you know, media is huge here.
Sure.
So I think it just, like, kind of, I think just the name by itself, DePaul, kind of helped elevate the radio. In terms of the show itself, Fifth Element, how it kind of, like, the word grew from that, I'd say definitely, like, Adan is a huge reason for that, just because of the amount of work that he still works in. Like, even though he graduated, he still helps us out any way he can through the show, just by, like, uploading our interviews up to the podcast. And, like, you know, just the amount of work that he did as a student who's DePaul, like, reaching out to artists. This man's the busiest person or the most productive person, like, ever. And he just was able to, like, kind of help grow the show. Not on his own. He obviously had help. But, you know, he's definitely a big reason as to why we have the status we have today.
So on your end, like, when are you set to graduate?
2020, June 2020.
It's weird. It's like kind of, I was going to be like, that's 2 years away, but it's like, it's a year and a half. It's not that far off anymore because we're about to be in 2019 in a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. So, like, have you given thought to whether you want to continue on? And maybe it's early to think about this, but have you thought about whether you want to continue on with Radio DePaul or kind of like what your next move might be after you graduate? Or
yeah, so I've thought about it, obviously, but not like in too much detail, just because, like, I'm a very, like, go with the flow type of person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my family always ask me, like, oh, what do you have plans after college? They all think grad school is the next step. But, like, honestly, for me, like, at least at this stage in life, it's not.
Grad school is a big decision, man.
Yeah.
And it's waiting for you. It's not like you got to go right away.
Exactly. But in terms of, like, stuff that I know what I want to do immediately after college, I still want to, you know, writing. I mean, I'm with These Days.
Yeah, and then I wanted to talk about the writing in a minute, too. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, keep going. But
yeah, I really, like, that's kind of what I plan, like, focusing on heavily is kind of just establishing my platform as a writer. It's actually kind of crazy that Brian's here because, like, I always envision myself, like, I'm going to build my platform up so I could write for DJ Booth. And then, like, I was just in the same space as, you know, the guy who runs DJ Booth.
And, yeah, and when we talked long, I don't know if you were able to hear all that interview or maybe you were watching on your phone or not, but it's like that site has accomplished tremendous things. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I think that's a testament to, like, you can really be, I mean, that was kind of what he and I were talking about at the end of the interview, which is, like, if you're younger, because he and I are both, like, you know, mm-hmm. older guys, and we kind of were musing, like, hey, if we were in high school or college right now and we were starting out, how would we do it? So it's like, I feel like if I'm you, and I'm not, but it's like if I'm somebody your age and I want to continue broadcasting my voice, now there's so many platforms you can do mm-hmm. that on. Yeah. You don't have to necessarily do college radio. There's so many different ways you could put yourself out there.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, like as I was saying, I want to build up my writing platform or my platform as a writer, you know, These Days or Pursuit of Dopeness or whoever eventually, like, I don't know. And then like that's where the part where it's kind of like wherever, you know, the wind takes me, like if some person out there wants to start paying me to write for them, then heck yeah. But I also would like to go into a career, like, as because I know writing isn't going to pay the bills necessarily.
It's a hard time to be a writer. You know, it's like we need journalists more than ever now, and it's harder than ever to make a living as a journalist, not just music, but just in general.
Yeah.
You know, media is a tough industry right now.
Facts. Yeah, so, you know, I know, like, I'm smart enough to know that, like, I'm not going to be able to, like, you know, pay the bills, you know, or help my family out just by writing, so I know I'm going to have to work. Hopefully, I would love to work, you know, continue, like, working in radio, whether it's, like, a local station. I guess my dream station to work for would be a station like Vocalo.
Man, Vocalo, yeah. They're another one that I feel like I have nothing to do with Vocalo, but it's, like, they do great work. And to me, just from the short time that I've known you here, it's like, man, I feel like you'd be a perfect fit for what Vocalo does.
Thank you. Honestly. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just because, like, a lot of shows that they do is, like, you know, the same as Fifth Element, you know, hyper focus on local music scene, mm-hmm. talking to local creatives, just making those connections, forming that community, and, you know, giving people within the community a platform that they may not otherwise have. That's something that's just hugely important to me. And so I would just love to, like, you know, it's like, that's like one of the dreams after, post-college dreams is like Vocalo, DJ Booth, and then like, 15 years down the line, maybe like a platform like The Ringer, you know, which is like,
dude, The Ringer
nationally.
It's crazy. It's like, I am not a sports guy, like mm-hmm. at all. Like literally, like I know nothing about sports whatsoever, but I really love The Ringer. And I think The Ringer does a great job. Yes. Like I would say like maybe like 70 to 80% of their content is about sports, mm-hmm. but the stuff that I, you know, it's like going to a restaurant, like a steakhouse and being like, well, I can't eat steak, but I love all the sides, mm-hmm. all the stuff they do that isn't sports, I love. I love their pop culture writing. Facts. I love their TV, their film, their food writing, their rest. Like, they do such a good job with their culture voice. So I think The Ringer, man, shout out The Ringer. They just do really cool stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I remember, like, as a kid in high school when I was still obsessed with sports journalism. Before they were The Ringer, they were Bo Simmons used to run them as a website called Grantland.
Right, which was,
you know, basically like the predecessor to The Ringer. And I remember in high school just like reading that all the time, like in the middle of class, like, and or that I was in my computer class and like, you know, the teacher's kind of away on the other side of the room or like in my Spanish class, like we'd go into like the computer lab sometimes and we'd have like free time. So I'd always read an article. So usually from, shout out to Shay Serrano. I know he's listening.
Yeah. Oh my God. I wish Shay Serrano was listening to this podcast, that guy, and he just launched his own. Yeah.
That guy's literally like my hero. But I remember like reading his stuff, like sophomore year of high school. And when he's like writing his little goofy, like, they're goofy. Yeah, they're goofy, but like that's not a shot at it. Like they're just entertaining.
No, he's got a great voice online though.
Exactly. Yeah. And I just remember just reading that as like a sophomore in high school. And now I'm like, now I'm still to this day, like following him and like truly trying to like follow his career path.
Yeah. Dude, I love it. And so let's talk about the journalism stuff for a minute, because we've been talking about the college radio stuff, but you're also contributing for These Days and Pursuit of Dopeness, mm-hmm. which are obviously both two Chicago-based, you know, hip-hop and culture websites. Mm-hmm. How did you get connected with both of those?
Well, it started off first with Pursuit of Dopeness. So the guys who run it, Oscar, Chato, mm-hmm. Alberto. Man, my Spanish is horrible today. I already know my friends, like, side note, like, my friends who are watching this are going to rip me for, like, not pronouncing things in proper Spanish. So I got connected through the radio show because they're good friends with the Don. Mm-hmm. And they would, like, come in twice a quarter for, you know, a POD takeover show. So just, like, building that relationship through them. And, like, I think it was towards the end of my freshman year, I want to say. I was just like, hey, I'd be interested in writing articles. And they're super open. They're cool with it. Like, it wasn't formal at all. It was just like, oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, why not? We'll just give you the, you know, the access information. And yeah. And then that's awesome. I kind of just would write whenever I had time or whatever I had an idea to write about. So, like, I think my very first article, I actually emailed Shea Serrano for advice because he's so open to, like, answering advice for, like, young writers. And I asked him, because I had no idea what to write about, I asked him for, like, hey, like, I'm a new blogger. Like, what would you, like, how do you find inspiration to write? And he more or less just, like, said, like, yeah, whatever is, like, whatever your heart is on or your head is on at that time, just write about that. And around that time, Vince Staples was dropping Big Fish Theory. I'm a huge Vince Staples fan. So I was just super amped for that. And I know that I already knew that, like, you know, some of the writers for POD would write, like, essential tracks for, like, certain artists. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, let me, I think it was 10 essential Vince Staples tracks. So I just picked, like, not necessarily the best, I would rank as the best Vince Staples songs, but it wasn't also necessarily, like, the 10 favorite Vince Staples songs. These are just 10 songs that, in my opinion, were just the best way for people who aren't familiar with Vince Staples to get familiar with him.
Sure.
So I did a list about that. So that was my first article. That was, like, kind of my main bread and butter, just kind of, like, list articles. Mm-hmm. So, like, 10 best this, 10 essential that. And then I think, like, around holiday times, I wrote, like, 10 best, like, hip-hop Christmas songs, just, or 25 best Christmas songs. No, not 25. That's a lot. It was about 10.
Yeah.
The article that I would say really, like, helped that, like, I guess got popular, like, for me, like, where people started to, like, recognize me as a writer was I wrote about, like, the, like, best, like, basketball players who also, the 10 best rappers who are also play basketball.
Okay.
So, and it was, like, a very, like, Shea Serrano-inspired article because I was very, like,
to the sports and, yeah, and music and culture.
Yeah, and then just also just, like, and also just, like, my writing style just being very informal but very funny, conversational type of writing. And, like, that was, like, the first article for me where, like, people, like, recognized me for. And then, like, I had made connections with Musa Reams at the time. And, like, he reached out for me to, like, cover his music whenever he dropped a new single. Some other local artists, like Isaiah G with New World KO, would ask me to, like, cover the music with POD. And, like, you know, some other, like, local guys. And I would do that. And, yeah, down the line. So, and also one of my fraternity brothers, Luis Hernandez, shout him out. He used to write for BOD. Then he moves to These Days. Mm-hmm. When These Days last spring had an opening for internships, he helped connect me with them, and now I've been with them. And I just had, like, my first Q&A article with them. It was with Four. He released a video about 2 or 3 weeks ago that I did the Q&A for, and it got published. That was, like, my first These Days, like, writing post. But before that, I was just, like, doing the music releases for them.
Sure, sure, sure.
So I was just doing that for the whole summer.
They have really good interviews on that site, though.
Yeah,
they have absolutely good, like, we were talking about the long-form stuff with Brian from DJ Booth. They're another one that they do really good long-form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, for, like, I was just working. I was interning for them throughout the entire summer and just, like, going to, like, the meetings on Saturday morning, even though, like, I really wasn't doing much at the meetings just because, like, I'm just the guy who, like, occasionally tweets.
But it was probably still, like, cool to go and be part of that.
Absolutely.
Be part of that gathering.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Shout out all those guys, Brian, Eric, Patrick, my boy, Frankie.
They have
all
a
those
team.
Guys. Yeah, yeah, they're just great people. And they just, like, were also just welcoming me. I don't know. Even to this day, I kind of feel, like, a little bit intimidated because I am the youngest person on, like, that whole team. And, like, I'm also, like, the freshest face. Oh, now they have a new group of interns. But, like, up until that point, it was, like, I was the freshest face. So I was, like, like, all these people have been doing this for years. And, like, I'm just, like, new to this.
But you know what? To me, it's, like, you look at what you're doing with Pursuit of Dopeness, with These Days, with, obviously, Fifth Element and everything else. Like, you're earning your place at the table for sure.
Yeah.
You know, like, nobody's giving you a spot out of charity.
Facts.
They're not doing it to be nice. Like, they're doing it because you're showing up and you're doing the work. And there's a lot of great established, or not established, I should say, voices that are establishing themselves, like newer, younger voices. And it's like, I look at, like, you Natalie, who's in the room here, and let's talk about Natalie for a second. Like, and if she wants to get on the mic, she can. But like, she's somebody who just got to DePaul, and she is helping your show as well. She's been helping Dynasty for a little over a year now, but she's working with you.
Yeah. It was actually shout out to Don again. It's like his sixth shout out. But yeah, he was actually the one who connected me with Natalie because of her work with her blog, Chicago Baby.
Mm-hmm. Natalie, do you want to come get on the mic? You don't have to. Okay, she says. So we're gonna sing your praises while you're not on the mic. Okay.
And then she came on the show. She's super cool and I was like perfect. Like you'll fit right in. She's been really great for the team so far. She does a great job in our interviews. Whenever like I've run out of things to say, she does a great job at, you know, like I said before, like filling in that space, that time we need to have a full fledged like conversation. So yeah, shout her out.
Yeah, if you look up Chicago Baby on Twitter, Natalie Aurelia, she does really, really impressive work with a lot of the music work in the city. She manages Wemmy Mo. She produces this podcast, helps us book our guests, does our social media. Like, yeah. So when I saw that she was helping you guys, that was another thing where I was like, oh my gosh, we should really have them on the show, because if Natalie's involved, like, that's, to me, that is very much a kind of like cosign of quality. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow. Dang. That means a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's next for you, like, you know, with 2019 just right around the corner? Are there any other projects you have coming up?
Projects? Not necessarily. I mean, I'm a student first and foremost. So that's kind of like the thing that takes up the most of my time. I'm also in a fraternity. Shout out Lambda Theta Phi. Shout out all my brothers who are listening, who were just texting me before, like, yo, when are you going to be on? but, you know, obviously the work I do with them, like planning events for the school year, obviously. And then like just these days I have a couple articles that I'm working on. I had a couple features with the Johnny Jones and Toby Liu.
Nice.
That, I'm actually a little bit behind on just cause like I had to deal with like schoolwork for a minute, but now I have free time to finally like get those in. I'm really excited for those because those are great conversations. And then planning ahead for the radio, so just like booking and scheduling for the radio show. So that's
it never ends.
And I'm also an RA, so takes a lot of like my time because you know you have to take, you know, you're responsible for, you know, your residence, and we have to like plan events for that, and like we have like duty days, we have to stay in the building for like, you know, for like 12 hours.
Wild.
I'm a busy guy.
You're living that college dream, yeah. And you're like, no, but you're a college rock star.
Yeah, but it's like, I like to say it's like a good type of busy, because it's like, it's all stuff that I'm glad to be doing. So the time kind of like, just, I don't even realize how much time has passed if I'm like doing something that takes up a lot of my time. It's all stuff that I want to do. It's all stuff I know is going to be beneficial for me in the long run. I really am kind of like living the dream, actually. Like, I think about it like every day. Like I'm grateful to just be alive and just be doing what I'm doing. Cause you know, I know so many people who, you know, that, you know, I just grew up with that, like don't have these same opportunities or privileges as me. So I just really take advantage for that.
Dude, I love it. I love that attitude. And I think that's super cool. And as one college radio veteran to another, man, it's like, keep up the good work, keep doing everything you're doing. I'm glad we got to have you on the show tonight. So Alejandro Hernandez, dude, thank you. We'll continue this conversation as you have new stuff happening.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.